Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. We're talking about the buzz across the land. Tebow is a word you'll hear. Trayvon, another name you're going to hear during this hour of ATN. And Romney. Let's start with Romney, my friends. If you care, it's a done deal. So it's like watching paint dry now. There's no fun debates to talk about. It's just the process of the primaries and the caucuses. But let's go through it. Let's do the exercise. Romney wins Illinois pretty handily. The polls said he would, so we're not shocked by this. It's not a stunner. It's what was expected to happen. Remember, polls tell us things for certain reasons. Sometimes the polls are wrong, but this time the polls were right. Romney wins Illinois, and Rick Santorum comes in second to Mitt Romney. So what does it mean? It just means more delegates to heap onto the pile that Romney needs and has to make his way to Tampa to snatch the Republican nod for president. Then it becomes a question of who's on the undercard. So with almost all the precincts reporting, I'll give you the finals. Romney, 47% of the vote compared to 35% for Santorum, 9% for Ron Paul, 8% for Newt Gingrich. Santorum is hoping he's going to bounce back fast, loud and proud in Louisiana. Their primary is on Saturday. Some voters, though, were complaining. This isn't one interesting part. Some voters were complaining about ballots. Check it out.
A lot of the machines are new, so there might be some old ballots that would have fit, but they didn't think anything about it and brought them over, and they were buckling, I guess, when they put them in the machine and they wouldn't read, so they only got one machine to count on.
Hanging chads, buckling ballots. Where are we living? A banana republic? We can't get the system right, for goodness sake, in the United States of America. I still don't understand why it's not uniform, but whatever. We're going to hear about problems with the ballots in November. Trust me, with the ballots in November. So turnout for the Illinois primary in Chicago was terrible. 24%. Low, low, low. How many times can we say low, low, low? 4 years ago, Barack Obama was in a massive heated primary race with Hillary Clinton, and a lot of people showed up. Different story. Now we're talking about the Republicans, and in this case, in Chicago, nobody really seemed to give a hoot, so there wasn't really a big turnout. 24% is terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible that people didn't show up at any of the polling places for the most part. All right, speaking of showing up, a lot of people are showing up for Trayvon Martin. Have you heard this story? If you haven't heard the story, pay attention. This really is challenging the stand your ground laws where some states have in this nation the law where you can protect yourself no matter where you are, no matter where you are. So you have a 17-year-old kid. His name's Trayvon Martin. Happened at the end of February. He was in a gated community in Sanford, Florida. Wanted to get some Skittles and a pop. Has a hoodie. We all wear hoodies. I've got three. I looked in my closet today. Gray one, a black one, and a red one. And he had his hoodie on. So this 28-year-old self-appointed neighborhood watch captain named George Zimmerman had a gun. He was watching. He was following Trayvon suddenly, called 911, told him something suspicious was happening. And before you know it, George Zimmerman with his gun had shot Trayvon Martin, saying it was in self-defense. So lots of people are not happy with the way this story is going. But how do you prove, and this is the cops' problem, that Trayvon's death was justified? How do you prove it wasn't justified? Because Zimmerman, it's his word against a dead 17-year-old's word, or we don't know because dead men don't talk, except for in the movies. But sadly, there's a push to go after Zimmerman, which I think is good. I don't think that's sad. Sadly, the 17-year-old is dead as a result of this, just walking back to his father's house in this gated community after going to the convenience store. Zimmerman was told, don't do anything, and he did it anyway. He was itching for something to happen, and this is just very, very sad. Very sad. You want law-abiding citizens to have opportunities, if you want to say the stand your ground law could be justified and could be helpful for so many, then you want the law-abiding types to have it. Not some nut who's 28 who thinks that he's a cop and has called 911 50 times. It's ridiculous. He should have retreated. There was no reason for that. Sorry. And he didn't. So the Justice Department is looking into it, possibility of a grand jury, but it's not looking good. It's not looking like Zimmerman is going to get charged, and he should be charged. Here's what Geraldine Thompson had to say about the miscarriage of justice so far in the case of Trayvon Martin.
If vigilante justice becomes the accepted norm in Florida, will visitors feel comfortable coming to our state? We want to know, what about Trayvon's right to defend himself?
Yeah, so this is the problem. George Zimmerman followed Martin, and so then what happens is the kid is walking, then he runs down the street into the gated community where he was staying, chaos ensues, and he's killed. And it's a crying shame, and it does bring to light this law. In my gut, if you tell me you have the right to defend yourself, I would say yes. I can tell you examples of people that have been victims because they have no access to guns, because some idiot drives through a Luby's and shoots up a bunch of people, and turns out some people had guns in Texas in their cars, but none on them. So when you say stand your ground, you think, well, there's a perfect example. Boom, if someone had the gun, they could have taken him out, they could have taken the bad guy out, and more people would be alive today. And is the message to the criminals, if you break into someone's house, you run the risk of getting shot. If you decide you're going to be an attacker on the street, you could be shot. You think it's funny to do a flash mob, smash someone's head? I might have a gun, and I might shoot you because you're trying to harm me. But then look what happens here. And unfortunately, I'm sure the NRA hates this story as well because of what Zimmerman did here. I think you have to demand justice for the kid. I think you do, because he was just a kid who would watch sports on television with his family. He was a good kid, no drugs, no gangs, no problems, and he's wiped out because he went to the store, the convenience store. If you had a 17-year-old son, you know, and he has a hoodie, which everybody wears hoodies, and you send him out, who knows what he's going to look like in the dark? Would you think twice about that now? I don't know. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 20th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,649.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,690.65, $845.33 for a half ounce, or $422.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,690.65, $845.33, and $422.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In our next segment here on America Tonight, the abuse, perhaps, of grant money to the tune of $300 million, taxpayer dollars. We're going to talk to Dan Epstein. He is the executive director of Cause of Action, and he looked into this and has written, they had sent several notes to, you know, about the CDC grants to Health and Human Services to no avail, got no reaction to that upon finding out that this organization, Communities Putting Prevention to Work, that the grants were that were handed out by the CDC weren't really used for the intended purposes, but instead were used for lobbying efforts in a different direction. So we'll chat with him about it and how prevalent it is. Everybody worries about the government contracts, but it's the grants. It can be pretty tricky, and that's bad because that could give nonprofits, for example, a bad name. But in this case, we're strictly talking about a health issue here, a group that is taking grant money for that, and what did they do with the grant money across the board? So $300 million in grants. That's next. We're talking about a couple of different things here in the mix at the top. I don't think you really want to go down the path of the Republicans. We know where that's headed at this point. There isn't a lot of controversy. It's more Santorum and Romney, but Romney prevailing in Illinois, low voter turnout in the big city like Chicago, and now it moves on, the Republican show, to Louisiana. But the Trayvon Martin case, I think, is interesting. And I will say this again, and I'm sure I'll get clobbered with emails, and that's fine. If you have any, you want any voice in this, please send it to me at americatonight.net. Even though I do not carry a gun, I support the right to own and have a gun because I don't think we want our government taking rights away from us. And constitutionally, we have that right. And I just wish there were more law-abiding type citizens using the guns correctly, knowing how to use it, keeping up with it, doing responsible things. In fact, I'll tell you just one quick story. On St. Patrick's Day, I was in a local watering hole playing darts and talked to a guy who was, you know, concealed and carry you can do in Texas. And he said, you know what, when I drink, I never carry my gun. Oh, I never carry my gun. I think that's just so irresponsible. And he was just started chatting me up and was talking about going to the range and whatever. That was a smart guy. Why is he carrying a gun if he's having a few too many drinks, which even a friend was driving him home? Smart, because then that's when things get cockamamie and you don't see straight or think straight and something could go awry. In the case of this Florida shooting, you got a good kid watching hoops with his dad, wants to run down to the convenience store, throws on his coat, and now he's dead. Now his family is just beside themselves because the kid is dead. Since a vigilante, because this guy's a vigilante nut, this George Zimmerman, I don't care how you call it, I'm going to call it that, because he was even the neighborhood watch volunteer in a group that wasn't even officially a neighborhood watch, calling 911, telling them what he saw, and not backing off, and then going after the kid because he's running, because he's following him. Oh, so it does bring up the debate about the Florida law, the stand your ground against attacks in public. And, you know, how can they let Zimmerman go free? I don't think it helps on either side of this. 800-259-5791. Let's go out to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, Kate, you know, if this guy just wanted to kill somebody, he sure wouldn't have called the police first. You know, they're describing his calling the police like 40 times over a certain couple of months as a negative thing. Since when is calling the police a negative thing? This guy was not trying. He was not on a premeditated patrol to kill someone. Now, he definitely should have backed off when they told him that they didn't want him to follow the kid. He definitely should have, you know, followed the orders of the police. But I just don't want to rush to judgment and say that this guy, you know, committed some premeditated murder or some reckless murder. He had the right to carry a gun, and if that kid attacked him, you know.
Oh, he was provoking the kid, Tomas. I so often agree with you. I disagree vehemently with you. I think he's a nut. I'm going to say it. I think he's a nut. My brother's an attorney there. I had him look into what he could find out about him. All the calls, that is over the top. I agree. You should call the cops if you see something going on. I've gone to our neighborhood watch thing, met some great detectives. But then there's people who are nutty and who are imagining things. And then there's people who think they're cops. They're wannabe cops, and they're dangerous people. You love your kids. You would not want your son to be followed because he had a hoodie on and he was outside of a gated community. And so mistaking him for somebody who was doing something wrong is wrong. And that's bad for gun owners. I support gun owners, not nuts who are vigilantes who really screw the gun owners, because then you make the rest of the people who responsibly want to carry and use a gun look like they could be in the same category. I think it was reckless. It wasn't justified. And I hope they go after Zimmerman. And you know why I hope they go after him, Tomas? Because then they can find out the truth. Get him on the stand. Get him in front of the grand jury. And if he's so bloody innocent, and this 17-year-old kid who was tracked down like a deer with a gun, a sniper gun on his back, was guilty of provoking him, then get it out in court. But don't let him cower behind, I'm a gun owner and I'm a self-appointed neighborhood watch guy. No, I wouldn't want this guy in my neighborhood. He might shoot someone I know, my nephew who's visiting. I say no. Let's get him on the stand and let's let justice really prevail. Thanks, Tomas. 800-259-5791. I definitely have strong opinions on this, and I have strong opinions on gun ownership. I support gun ownership, and I think a guy like Zimmerman hurts the rest of us who support that. He does. And I just shudder to think. I mean, in that neighborhood, it could have been any kid. It happened to be him. He was, by all accounts, and I'm not kidding when I say this, I really tried to look deeper in beyond the headlines. And by all accounts, this kid was really just a good kid. You know, in my neighborhood, I've got boys that range in age, neighborhood boys from 10 to 18. And I think, you know, there's certain sections that look dark. We have neighborhood watch. What if somebody mistook them? And, you know, I don't know. What if they were pulling a prank? What if there was a kid, you know, although now they could pick you up for this, for TPing a house or something, but it's your buddy's house and it's a prank and it's a whatever. I guess you can't do those kind of things anyway anymore. But somebody misunderstands what happens and they, you know, track you down like the Zimmerman guy does. And then look what happens to the 17-year-old boy. It's not right. It's not. And this is, again, coming from someone who supports gun ownership. And I think the law was enacted so that people, you know, here's the thing, so that people, when they were in these situations where somebody came into the house, like I wouldn't have had that ability in Las Vegas. I told you my example. Thank God I got up and yelled when he was pushing the door in the second time, or who knows how that would have ended up. And I didn't have a weapon. But if I had a weapon, he had no weapon, I would have had to plant a gun on him after shooting him to defend myself, which I think that's ridiculous. So in this case, there's a reason why Florida has that law, and it's, in some cases, it has worked rather well. But you can't use this to back up George Zimmerman. I'm not buying it. And I at least think we should see justice happen here. Get the grand jury. See if they've got enough evidence. Let's try this thing out as it should be. And if Zimmerman is declared innocent, there's not enough to go to trial, then so be it. Stay with us.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com. Or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Tonight, this is big. We keep talking about why there is no transparency in the Obama administration when that is one of the things they said. Look, we're going to be transparent. We're not like the other guys. Everything we do is going to be very, very transparent. And as you know, we've had people, whether they're right of right or if they're the most liberal person you can meet on the street, telling us from Washington that that's not the case. So we won't even play politics with whether they're transparent or not. But here's another case of a lack of transparency. Check this out. This is what happened. There's a group that we've had on several times here who, you know, the idea is to go after and uncover some of the things that are happening in the government that, you know, we don't know about. Cause of Action. So Cause of Action sent a letter to the Department of Justice to investigate taxpayer money that could have been used, let's say, to lobby for higher taxes. CPPW, which stands for the Communities Putting Prevention to Work grants, were handed out by the CDC to them, and apparently we don't know really what that money went for. Cause of Action Executive Director Dan Epstein joins us now with the skinny on what I was just explaining. And basically, if I simplified it, we're talking about following the breadcrumbs of money that was handed out by the CDC in these grants that were going to the, as I said, the CPPW, but we really don't know what that money was used for. Am I correct, Dan?
Yeah, that's largely right. What Cause of Action is concerned about is that this money, we know for a fact, this money, which is, keep in mind, this is stimulus money. This is supposed to be money that's creating jobs. And what this money is instead being used for is going from the federal government to state health departments to support campaigns for increased taxes on soda, increased taxes on tobacco products. And ultimately, what we know is, and the CDC conceded this, is that at least one department, the South Carolina Department of Health, directly used these tax dollars to lobby the South Carolina legislature to pass a soda tax. And that is actually prohibited by federal statute. Section 1913 of the code prohibits any tax dollars for being used with the intent to lobby. And so at that point, we asked the Department of Justice, Eric Holder, to investigate and determine whether or not certain of these state or local departments of health need to be investigated for misusing taxpayer dollars.
So before you got to that step, though, you sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services about the grants and about the money. And what did you hear from them?
Yeah, you know, we actually sent a number of letters. We sent a letter to Sebelius at the Department of Health and Human Services. We sent a letter to the CDC FOIA office. And we actually sent a letter requesting an investigation by Daniel Levinson, who's the Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services, who should be overseeing whether grants are used impermissibly. And we got a lot of general documents from the CDC. They're still trying to produce documents. We haven't gotten everything. But from the Inspector General and from Kathleen Sebelius herself, we've gotten nothing.
So either they're just ignoring it or, you know, for whatever reason, we could speculate and our minds could go in certainly obvious directions, but they're not paying attention to it. How much money are we talking about?
Well, I can tell you, when I look today at how much was being put out in what are called funding opportunity announcements for the CPPW funds for fiscal year 2012, it's $300 million. So that basically means that, you know, if you add up the fiscal years since the stimulus was passed, this is going to be a billion dollar program. And I've yet to see, and I don't think anyone has seen, 1 cent of this going to actually creating jobs. And if this is not going to jobs, instead going to pay for lobbying campaigns so that, you know, people's choices can be affected, you know, then not only are we not creating jobs, but we're using taxpayer dollars illegally.
Oh, and it was definitely earmarked. It was supposed to be, the grants were supposed to be given to the CPPW for that. That's the idea, right? Communities putting prevention to work. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, you know, the money in theory was supposed to be used to go to state and local health departments so that they could try to educate people about the importance of eating right, staying healthy, you know, avoiding sugars, avoiding fats. But in practice, as we have seen in at least one case, and we have alleged in at least 18 cases, is that this money has been used for only the purpose of lobbying state legislatures to pass laws that tax sodas, that, you know, tax tobacco goods, and this is bad. This is bad for a number of reasons. One is we don't want the government intervening in our private choices. And secondly, you know, our tax dollars should not be used for federal programs that do nothing but, endorse certain political activities.
Right, which it would be because there's a certain agenda to that, what we're mentioning when you talk about the taxes, et cetera, on the soda and whatnot, and there's no question there is the definite slant there. So by calling them on the carpet and contacting the Department of Justice, what do you think will happen here? Do you think you'll get stonewalled again?
There's no question. You know, cause of action has throughout its history sent letters to the Justice Department only to be told that, you know, no investigation is going to take place or nothing's going to be looked at. Keep in mind that several months ago, Cause of Action wrote to the then Inspector General Cynthia Schnader about how Congressman Jason Chaffetz had asked Holder several months ago to look into Occupy Wall Street. And all Cause of Action did was send a letter to the Inspector General saying, hey, are you going to actually look into whether or not Holder responded to the member of Congress? And Cynthia Schnader said, no, I'm not going to even investigate that. So this is a Department of Justice that Cause of Action has learned over the months is not really interested in investigating allegations that are brought to it by the American public, and it's definitely not interested in investigating allegations that grant money is being misused for impermissible purposes.
Yeah, and that's huge. For people listening, we'll say the number again, $300 million is a huge chunk of change that certainly could have been used in a different direction. And let's remind people, and we said it right at the top, this is our money. This is taxpayer money that is being funneled, certainly, for a certain political agenda. But this is nothing new from what you've uncovered lately, is it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and keep in mind, you know, this is $300 million that essentially, instead of taxpayers using this to invest in the economy, you know, to essentially use for things that, that could be creating jobs, this is $300 million that's going towards advancing the president's political agenda. And that's, you know, definitely inappropriate. I would say another thing, which is, you know, there have been groups that have been conducting a lot of oversight in terms of how this administration is spending grants. Now, keep in mind, the stimulus program, which is supposed to be creating jobs, a large part of that is not actually going to direct kind of shovel-ready job creation. A lot of it's going to grant programs like Communities Putting Prevention to Work. And so then the question is, well, when you're dealing with a grant versus something like a contract, how do you ensure that it's competitive? How do you ensure that it's not going for political purposes? And from what we've seen right now, the Heritage Foundation came out with a study around a month ago that showed, hey, it looks like the Obama administration's grant programs are really just ways of funding the president's political agenda. And when asked, Press Secretary Jay Carney said, hey, you know, we can ensure that, that the grants that the administration spends are competitive and merit-based. And yet, what Cause of Action's investigation of the CDC Communities Putting Prevention to Work program reveals is that this is not competitive. In fact, this is everything in terms of politics.
And shouldn't this be transparent? Shouldn't we be able to have access to this information pretty easily if we're talking about grants? Why wouldn't that, shouldn't this be accessible to the public even if we wanted to look it up?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, this is an administration that, that essentially has played a charade with transparency. Cause of Action is hot on the trail in terms of how this administration is spending money with grants. And in fact, we have filed a FOIA lawsuit in the District Court for the District of Columbia based on a request that we sent out in September to the White House asking for transparency on how federal grants are being spent. They never produced the documents and records, and we are having to bring them into court just to get some transparency. And this is an administration that said it's going to be the most transparent in history, and clearly it's one that's not only non-transparent, but is actually incredibly opaque.
Well said. So what the lesson here is, follow the grants, and hopefully we'll see where it leads us. But we already have a preview of what we believe is happening with the administration.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I think listeners to this station should be very concerned because this is an administration that's spending more money through grants, which a lot of members of Congress have claimed are just walking around money, than contracts. You know, I think most of us can understand, hey, a federal contract to Boeing that's going to be used to build engines for planes that our soldiers are going to be using when they're out in Iraq or when they're out in Afghanistan. But most of us can't understand, you know, what kind of job or what kind of product is a grant creating? You know, most of the time a grant's going to be used for political purposes, or it's going to be used to advance the interests of organizations that are in members' congressional districts. And that's what Heritage's study clearly revealed. And so with this administration that is spending way more money on grants than on contracts, the listeners of this program have, you know, increased reason to be especially
skeptical,
worried about what's happening with their money.
Yeah, I agree. Follow the grants. It's like I said, Dan Epstein, thank you so much for coming on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
All right, each and every show, I tell everybody, listen, if you want to vent and you don't feel like dialing the digits or you're listening to me at some other point in the day, the thing to do is to shoot us an email. Very easy, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Hit the email, bada bing, you're in, and tell me your woes. Tell me what you want to vent about, whatever. Maybe you have some positive news you want to share. You know, we do a daily salute recognizing someone in the neighborhood who's done something pretty incredible. If that's happened in your neck of the woods, throw me the story. And they may get some airtime here on ATM. A lot of people filling up the mailbag with different things. So let's head there.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Trayvon Martin, I've been talking about this for the last couple of days, and it has struck a nerve with many of you. This from Nate, who says, hello, Ms. Delaney, I've been listening to you for a while now. I've never called, and I never really felt compelled to write to you, although I enjoy the show. This time I've decided I am going to throw in my two cents, as you were fond of saying. I agree with you about Trayvon Martin. I was pleased to hear you say many times, though, that you are a gun advocate. I, too, am and legally carry a weapon. I clean it. I'm familiar with it. I store it safely. I have children. There are too many people that casually take carrying a gun for granted, and that's a problem, I think. In this case, the guy was out of his mind. Who did he think he was? Is he a wannabe cop? Do you think he failed out of the academy, or he's just a nut? Well, we don't know. And that's why I say, you know, seriously, I support the idea of carrying guns. I know a lot of people that carry guns. They are what I would consider to be responsible people with the way they handle the guns. Doesn't mean that everybody who owns a gun, who gets a gun, who gets cleared to have a gun, the little waiting period, whatever. But you should have the right to defend yourself. In this case, I do believe, and I mean I do believe that Zimmerman just, why was he chasing Trayvon Martin? I think the story on face value is how it appears. You can interpret it any way you want to. He should never have gone after him in the first place, then we wouldn't even be talking about this. So that's a problem to me. You know, listen, I'm sure that I could, what if I was, I've had, my neighborhood's had people break in now and then. What if I saw something that looked a little funny, but it wasn't? Have you ever broken into your house because you forgot your keys and you had to smash a window? What if somebody thought you were breaking in, had a gun pointed at you? Who knows what happens, what ensues? You know, that's the thing. And here, I'm sure the kid was scared out of his mind, and that's the way I think it went down. Now, to be fair, even as we had a caller, Tomas from Michigan, say that the completely opposite side of this, where he thinks, you know, that you can't, he's defending Zimmerman. I think you can go after Zimmerman, but he is right in the sense that you got to see it be played out. So that's why I think there should be these investigations and there should be a grand jury. And if the grand jury doesn't find the evidence, if they can't, you know, if they can't get Zimmerman on something that stands, that makes sense, and it's all there and it's laid out. I mean, we have a justice system for a reason. So let's use the justice system here. You know, the side effect of this is that really raw debate over standing your ground. In Florida, it kicked in 2005. And, you know, you have to be worried if you're a mother and you've got a son and you live in an area where there might be some dark streets and you send the kid to the convenience store. And I'm not kidding you. My nephew, I would not send him to the convenience store by himself. I would go with him. I wouldn't smother him, but I would go with him. And this kind of bubbles up, and he lives in Florida, and it made me think about that. What if somebody misunderstands something he's doing, kicking a can and looking like he doesn't belong somewhere if he's walking down the street? And I know I'm taking this to the extreme, but I think that there needs to be some justice here. At least have the case be heard out. I'm sure there's people that could defend Zimmerman too, by the way, and they'll say that, hey, it was in self-defense, but he should have never been in that position. Shame on him for being in that position, for doing what he should not have done, and that was pursued him. Shouldn't have done it. Let's go to another one. This one from Ronnie G, who says, America Tonight, boy, oh boy, guns, Florida, and this law. It is a troubling thing. I must say I am anti-gun, Kate Delaney, and I don't understand your stance on guns. Why do you support the Second Amendment? You seem like a smart enough gal. Why are you so stupid when it comes to the gun debate? I don't understand. People should not have guns. Look at the UK. They don't have them there. Why don't we emulate what's going on overseas? Whew. Respectfully yours. Well, there's a reason that I don't want to emulate what they do overseas, because it's the opposite. You're not really proving out the story. There's terrible crime in England. Let's just take London, their biggest city. The amount of crimes there, and the people who have guns, the criminals, and the people who get shot because they don't have a gun, because the criminals illegally get them, you get my drift. No thank you. I wouldn't want that system. Everything is filmed too, by the way, because that, you know, you're on candid camera in London everywhere you are. So pretty much that's it. I hate that idea too. And so I disagree. I don't think that it's the guns themselves. It's the people who misuse guns that are dangerous. All right, here's another one. This one from Beatball. I like that nickname. Beatball says, I am so tired of the Republicans. It's a who cares situation. I am not voting for Obama. I will be forced to vote for whoever the Republican choice du jour is. I can't believe Mitt Romney is the best the elephants have to offer. Kate, why is that? Oh, well, that's the $10 million question. Why don't the best, smartest people in this country run for the office of president? Probably they see what happens when you get in there and you turn prematurely gray and they want nothing to do with it. I don't understand why there aren't better candidates. I think there are better people that could have, for me, that could have run, but they don't run. They don't run for probably, it could be a myriad of reasons, for what they see a presidential candidate goes through, for one. Colin Powell comes to mind. I liked him. I thought he could have made a fine president just based on how I saw him handle himself and some of the things that he did. Would he have made a good president? I don't know that for sure. Did I like the idea of him running? Yeah, absolutely. But he didn't take the bait. He didn't want to do it. His family didn't want him to do it, particularly his wife. She saw how things worked in Washington. She wanted to know parts of that. He respected it and didn't pursue it, even though his name was tossed up there a lot. Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, who's very plain spoken. Even a lot of Democrats like Christie's attitude. They might not agree with his policies, but like his attitude of he's very Jersey. This is what it is. Boom, here it is. And he makes no excuses for that. But Chris Christie, this was not his time. He wasn't ready to run. He may be somebody that eventually jumps into a presidential race, but not this time around. Jeb Bush's name comes up a lot. We've already gone through the Bush legacy. I don't see Jeb Bush ever becoming a president, although it did make for interesting conversation if there was a brokered convention. And there are certainly other people who have thought they were going to jump into the race, and they jumped out of the race. But this is what we got. Mitt Romney is the guy. He's, you know, you can track this all you want and talk about Ron Paul and even a lot of people like Newt Gingrich or Rick Santorum, but this play has a familiar ending. It's Mitt Romney, without a doubt.
Hey, everyone! Come and see how good I look!
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.